I don't know what to say. Yes, I do. Okay. I don't know what's going on right now. I wanted to meet you for the first time. I've met you before, but never really met you. I had an experience last week of being here, and it's so damn delicious. But if I look for it, I can't find it.
That's right.
But it doesn't go away.
That's right.
It won't go.
Yes. That's right. Because if you look for it, you're looking away.
So I played with it, and I yelled at my kids and my dog, and then I just cracked up laughing. And I deliberately tried to make it go away. It's like, gone, gone. And then life brought up all these distractions. You know, my son had the Muay Thai fight, so I had to sit and watch my son get beaten and beat some other poor person. And then out of the blue, someone offered me $750,000 to buy a house to work with kids off the street. And so it was like, okay, well, I've got to find a house now. You know? And it was like the Buddha sitting under the tree. It was like they were just... And they were a fear of my child getting hurt and looking for a home, my two big ones. Not a partner, not interested.
Yes.
Doesn't even come on the radar.
Right.
But to buy something that was a home and to be able to continue doing the work and to have my child get beaten up or beat some other person up was massive. So it was like, oh, distractions. And then I saw it. It was like the Buddha sitting there, and I remember you said all the beautiful women coming at him, and I thought, yes. Well, there's my beautiful woman.
Yes.
And I had to make a decision whether to stay here, whether what my real choice was to know truth. Oh, God, it's so good.
Yes.
It's like just disappearing into love.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
And it's so good to meet you for the first time. It's just... I thought that the disappearing part would be horrible and black, and I saw the blackness, and the blackness wasn't nice.
Yes.
But, and it is horrible, but it's terrific as well. It's so joyful, and so there's a part that's burning up with fire, and there's a part that's just... burning up with light.
Yes.
When I woke up this morning, I felt awful. I felt like there were things biting me everywhere, and I've got this real thing about being bitten and itching. It makes me really angry. It did make me really angry, and my head was aching, and I was like, oh, fuck. And then I thought, well, who's waking up? Where is this pretend person that's waking up? Oh, there she is. Oh, look, she's having a spaz out. And then I discovered there really were things biting me because my house has, we have chickens in there. I got chicken mites. So there was chicken mites. And it's like, okay, well, there's chicken mites and they're biting me. But who are they biting? And who is trying to meet you? And who knows anything? It's just it's just ridiculous. It's
yes, beautiful.
Yeah, and at the same time, there's doubt. There's a voice that runs and runs, and it, I found that that the more space there was, the more this voice would run. And it ran so fast, it was like an out-of-control horse that was bucking and kicking. And if I turn, and it was going so fast, I actually couldn't understand it. I'm like, well, what are you thinking? And it's too fast, I couldn't get it. Sometimes it would fade into the background, and other times, and then if I put attention on it, it slowed down. It's like, oh, there you are. And then it was, okay, well, do I give this up? And then there was a very deep sadness of giving up that thought, because that thought, those thoughts, were the last semblance of my identity.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a big space there now.
And yes.
If I want to think, I can think. And if thinking comes in, it doesn't matter, because it's just thinking. Yes. It's like this little pup just jumping around in the background. Or
yes.
And then it's this huge thing going, yes, listen to me. I want you to listen to me because I have something really important to tell you. And it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But still there's doubt. It's like, is this real? Because there's a part of this that doesn't feel real either.
It's not.
Yeah. Shit. So nothing is real.
That's right. That's the truth.
And that's where that total deep stillness, just the stillness is where it's absolutely nothing.
Yes.
How does the world doesn't go on then?
How do you know?
Shit.
Ah, so beautiful.
And I want someone, I want you to say, or someone, anybody, to come up to me and say, yeah, you got it. You did it, you know. You finally, after
playing. You got it. Really. You got it.
That really hurts. That's so sad for me that I actually did get it, because I don't get a lot.
You were waiting for
I'm not the brightest person on the planet.
Hey, you were waiting for the big one. You got the big one.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that all it is?
Yes.
There's nothing here. There's absolutely fucking nothing here. It's just, it was like, if I got it, it was going to be like, wow, then I can be like Jared and I can be like you and I'll have it. And then I can know it, and then it's going to be really important, and then I'm going to be important, and then I discovered there's actually nothing there and I'll never be important. And that's really embarrassing. I wanted to be important. And now I'm never going to be important. And as silly as it sounds, that's a loss.
Yes.
It's a real loss.
It's a loss.
And I'm never going to be a good parent. That's terrible. And I'm never going to be special. Oh, sorry, my head's just exploding. At
yes.
Oh. What a terrible shock. All the things that I thought I wanted were all the things that I was trying to let go of, that yeah. I wanted to go. Sorry, my head's really hurting.
Yes.
And when that intense pain happens, just sit with it.
Sure. That's nothing. It's just your mind is expanding.
Yeah, it's blowing out the back of my head.
Blowing out the back of your head. That's right. Need a little room in here.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine. Okay. So that's really it.
Just growing pains, you know.
So it's really it. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing is real.
So can I feel this enormous disappointment? That's...
Well, be feel disappointed if you're somebody separate from nothing.
Yeah.
So be separate from nothing and feel disappointment.
Yeah, I do. That's what I feel like.
So now be nothing.
Pardon?
Now be nothing. Be nothing. And where's the disappointment?
Oh, there absolutely is none. There's no...
Yes.
It can't be in nothing.
That's right. That's it. So you have a choice. You can live your life as somebody suffering, or you can live your life as nobody in bliss.
And as funny as it sounds, it feels like that's a choice.
It is.
That I can feel the ego going... Go on, Lindy. Go and live it as someone special, because that's always been so important to you. And then the stillness and the silence is just saying nothing. It's just there.
Yes, that's it.
And it's not offering a single damn thing.
That's right. So beautiful. You're so clear on this.
And when it started, it was, we watched that Papaji talking on the thing one night, and there was this voice that said, future, like... And then all this beautiful in my back and down my spine, especially when I'm sitting, and it's so delicious. And I thought, oh, well, that'll go, you know, like everything else does, and have these great experiences, and then they just disappear, and then I'm back yelling at my kids again, and everything's the same. But it didn't go.
Yes.
And there's been so many good reasons for it, and it couldn't go. I actually...
Yes. This is Papaji's grace.
So and it was funny, when I was getting up, I actually nearly called you Papaji. Actually, I thought I wanted to sit up and talk to Baba, because that's what, well, I don't know what that is, but that's...
Yes.
Oh, God, now I feel
when so... When I first met him, I called him Baba.
Hey?
When I first met him, I called him Baba.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah, that was the name that I got, was Baba. And it's so much humility and so much grace that... You know, Papaji and Ramana are supposedly gone, but it's just a joke.
It is a joke.
And Eli's supposed to be here, and that's just a joke too.
It is.
and Lindy's supposed to be here, and that's just a joke too.
Yes.
And
so
all of
clear.
You are supposed to be here, and it's just a joke too.
This is enlightened consciousness speaking. Yes, and we need confirmation. Yes, that's true.
Can you say it again? This is it.
Yes. No, really. We all need confirmation. I needed Papaji to confirm me. Gangaji needed Papaji to confirm her. We need someone on the outside with the same consciousness looking back saying, yes, you.
That's, yeah, and it's that feeling of meeting.
Yes.
Of really deeply meeting. And yes. And then going deeper and deeper. And
yes, you're meeting yourself.
Falling into that,
yes.
That love.
Yes. This is it.
And it's just nothing. It's so different. And I never thought that someone who's so ordinary as me that would happen to. I'm just way ordinary, you know. I fly under everyone's radar.
Beautiful.
And or see, else I pretend that I'm better than everyone else, which is,
yes,
you know,
same.
Between the two.
That's everybody.
Yeah. I understand the meaning of grace.
Yes.
And it goes deeper.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much, everybody. I don't even know what to say to you. I'm home.
Yes,
I'm
you're home.
Fucking home.
Yes.
And it's nothing like I thought of it.
Yes, yes. Welcome home.
Thank you. Will you tell Gangaji for me?
I will.
She won't remember me, but.
Yeah, I will.
Yes. Thank you so much. Mm. Oh. Mm.